This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 918. If IELTS is a river, here are your paddles.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
How is preparing for the IELTS exam like going kayaking? There are so many similarities, and we share them all today. Listen up to find out exactly what you need to do to get a 7 or higher. Hey, Jessica, how are you?
Oh my gosh, so good. I am so excited about kayaking and canoes right now. I cannot tell you. I couldn't even sleep last night because I'm so excited about kayaking.
It's so fun. We're actually going kayaking tonight. Jessica and I were just talking about this a second ago. We're excited to talk to you guys about this because we randomly, you went yesterday and I'm going tonight.
Yeah, it's so cool. Because right now, guys, I, of course, am in Portland, Oregon, as I always am. And there's just so much water. There are a billion rivers and lakes everywhere. So kayaking and canoeing is a really great way to, you can always get outside and explore nature. And where you are in Idaho, that's also true, right?
Yes, we're actually, my sister, her in-laws live right on the Snake River. So they have kayaks that they always keep right there. So anyone can just go grab one and jump in the river. And it's this beautiful, so it's actually really nice and easy. Because often a kayaking trip, there's a lot to it. You have to pack everything and get a kayak. And so it's actually so nice here that it's very easy. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. So, guys, we are going to use our love of kayaking today to teach you this. Okay, guys, this is awesome. We haven't done an episode, like a really creative type episode like this in a while, where we take something that's happening in our lives, me and Aubrey, our lives, and use it as a metaphor to help you guys be prepared for IELTS. So today's episode, guys, is super fun. Listen till the end. We have so much inspiring advice for you today. So let me tell you guys why I'm so excited that I needed to talk to you today and related to IELTS. Because yesterday, James and I rented a canoe and we just went up the river. It was really hot outside, so it was perfect. We could just like paddle to the shore at any time, jump in it and swim, and then get back in and explore little tributaries and whatnot. And I was so excited about this activity that as soon as I got home, I started researching how I could buy my own kayak because, like, it's so worth it.
My husband's that way where we'll do something, he'll get excited about it. And so then he's like, I have to own one now. And he'll immediately research it, find out what's the best one. Yeah, you do have that in common.
So fun. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Right. Like, oh my gosh. We'd only been on the water for like 5 minutes. And I was like, James, we have to buy something like this. Like, we need it right now. Okay. So guys, here's the beginning of the metaphor. This is like the big idea of this metaphor. Okay. So imagine, guys, if IELTS is a river, you need equipment. You need to be prepared in order to get up that river successfully and be able to get out of that river successfully, right? And safely. Safety first, guys. So we have a number of parallels between equipment we need on the river in the real world and equipment and tools that you guys must have for IELTS. Aubrey, what do you think about this metaphor?
Okay, I love it. We're calling it, if IELTS is a river, here are your paddles.
It's so fun.
And I first want to share this really fun idiom we were thinking about, which is so perfect. There's an idiom where you say you're up a creek without a paddle.
Yes.
And this would be like you go kayaking and you're in the middle of the creek and you have no paddle. So you're like trying to use your hand maybe to push yourself along. You would be like stuck. You can't go anywhere. And that's how a lot of people are as they're preparing for the IELTS exam. They aren't really sure what to do. They're wasting a lot of time. They don't have the tools they need. And they're up a creek without a paddle.
That's such a perfect idiom, guys. So yes, exactly. Guys, if you're listening right now and you feel doubtful, you feel anxious, you feel lost, you feel confused, then you are in the right place, guys, because we're going to tell you how to get on the path where you have the paddles, you have the best boat, you have the life jackets. And then, you know what, guys, here's the thing. You don't have to stay on that river. You don't have to take IELTS 10 times and like never get on land, right? Because we have had thousands of students go through the Three Keys IELTS online system. And you know what, guys? They got the scores they need, in many cases, higher than the scores they needed. And they just got to get out of that canoe, jump around and celebrate. And now they're on the path to their dreams, done with the IELTS river. So guys, if you want to experience that certainty and that confidence and that success, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and start studying with us right now. Okay, so let's dig into this detailed metaphor. So equipment that you need, guys, for not only kayaking, but IELTS. What's the first thing we need when we're going to jump in a kayak, Aubrey?
Okay, so the first thing is you must be wearing a life jacket, which I was telling Jessica, I found this out the hard way. We went paddleboarding and the little kids were wearing life jackets, but all of the adults were very strong swimmers, so we didn't put on life jackets and we were in a lake that wasn't very deep. We weren't worried about it. And we got stopped by the fish and game and we got a ticket, $150 ticket for every adult
that
wasn't wearing a life jacket. I know, it was so expensive because least here in the United States, the law is that any watercraft and even paddleboards and kayaks are considered watercraft. Everyone must have a life jacket on board or wearing it, right? So we got this expensive ticket. So not only for safety, like you were saying, safety first, you know, even if you are a strong swimmer, accidents happen and something could happen. Yeah. And if you don't have a life jacket, your life is in danger. So life vests are vital. And when we were thinking about this, the best metaphor here is the study plan that we provide in Three Keys IELTS, because without it, you can drown. You need resources. You need to know what to spend your time on so that every minute is spent the best way possible. You don't want to waste any time.
Yeah. So think about it like this, guys. Like, this metaphor is so perfect because maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, my English is great. I'm good. Like, I love your podcast. It's super fun, but I'm fine. Thank you. You know what? That's the person who doesn't wear a life jacket and then ends up just falling in the water and not having a great time. So guys, this is the perfect metaphor because it's like, you can waste so much time if you're trying to do this on your own, if you don't have a plan. If you're not organized, you're going to just browse 1,000 websites with bad information and wrong advice, not written by examiners, right? Written by people that don't know what they're talking about. And you're drowning. You have like 20 tabs open on your desktop or whatever. And you're like, I don't know what to do. So guys, a study plan, whether it is our Three Keys study plan, or if you make your own study plan, that is your life vest. That is your life jacket. It keeps you anchored. There's another metaphor. So you're always safe. You know where you're going and what to do. The next piece of equipment that we need, guys, paddles, like that idiom. You don't want to be up a creek without a paddle. So in the IELTS world, we would say paddles are equivalent to transition phrases and linking words. Follow me here, guys, because I can't tell you how much fun this is. Okay. Because guys, like the transition phrases and linking words, this is how you move from one idea to another in speaking and writing. These are how you follow the speaker, right, that you're listening to from one idea to another, is recognizing, knowing, being able to use these linking words, signpost phrases, transition phrases. So I think that's the these are your paddles. This is how you move through the language and express yourself, right?
Exactly, right? And that's if you imagine this boat stuck on the water, you don't have a paddle, you can't get anywhere. It's the same with an essay or with speaking. You might really get stuck with your idea and then you use a transition phrase and you're like, oh, okay, moving on. I can say the next thing. I can write what would happen subsequently. And right. Yeah, it moves you along so that you don't get stuck in your process while you're writing or while you're thinking of what to say next for speaking.
Hello, awesome future IELTS candidates. If you want to be 100% prepared, if you want to have every single inside tip and tool you need to get the highest scores on IELTS, we have you covered in 3 Keys IELTS. Check out your options to learn from us, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. That's allearsenglish.com/keys. See you in there. That's a really good point, though, because like when we're talking to students that have done really well in the writing exam and they always say thanks to the 3 Keys templates, because the templates, this is they're maps, right? They're your river guide. I can't stop it with the metaphors.
It's so good, though. It's just
with
so good.
Metaphors. Because guys, like, exactly. So like if you're stuck and you write a sentence and you're like, what now? Where do I go now? Maybe I'll just repeat it in a different way. No. If
Don't
you have memorized these templates, then these words like literally just get you to move on. They tell you what to say next, right? So I write the sentence and then I say more specifically, right? And then my brain knows, oh, now it's time to be specific. Now it's time for an example.
Exactly.
So they do. Yeah. Okay. Now, of course, I guess like the most important thing we need to do these activities we're talking about is a watercraft, a boat, a canoe, a kayak, what have you. So what is the IELTS equivalent for the watercraft?
Right. So if you guys are out there with just a paddle and a life vest, it's going to be tricky, right? As it would be really hard.
I'm just like imagining this and it's really funny. Like,
so you need-
and that's the perfect synonym though for someone who's like, my English is great. I don't need any strategies. I'm fine. And then they go and they get a 6. Guys, you've heard native speakers on this very podcast talk about how they needed our 3 key strategies to get the scores they needed.
Yep, exactly. Because those strategies are what carry you every step of the way. You need everything, all of the details we give you in every one of our podcasts and all of our Instagram posts, all of this great content is really just the tip of the iceberg of everything that Jessica learned as an examiner and that I've learned getting certified to be a 3 Keys IELTS coach, that there's so much you need to know for the IELTS exam. It's such a specific exam that not any language teacher can show you all the things you need to know. So we try to remember to say every time we have a podcast, we'll say, this is just a few of the strategies we have. You know, you need to get into 3 Keys IELTS to get everything, because there's a lot there for every module, for every section of the exam. There are so many strategies that can make sure that you get the score that you need.
Yes, exactly, guys. So the strategies, this is also what you fall back on when you're panicked, right? Like, we've spoken to students who experience this on the listening exam, and it's the strategies that support them, that they rely on, the fundamentals that they fall back on, right? Just like if you're in a boat and you're staring at the water and you're like, oh my gosh, and you can sort of like sit back in the boat and be like, I'm fine, I'm sturdy, I'm safe. So it's the same thing, guys. If you miss an answer on the listening exam, students with no strategies will start to panic, will start to get into their head and totally miss the rest of that whole section, right? And just miss like 8 more answers or whatever. But if you have strategies that you have learned and practiced, this is your boat. This is what carries you, right? So you don't panic. You're like, okay, that's okay. That's okay. I got this. Go to the next question. Focus on those linking words, right?
Right, exactly.
I brought this one up.
This next one's funny, because when I go kayaking with my kids or any activity with the twins who are almost 6, they'll be 6 in a couple of weeks, we have to have snacks because you have to like break it up, right? They're only going to be interested by the beautiful scenery so long. And then it's like, okay, let's give you a snack. And that buys us another hour here.
Totally.
And along with that, like snacks and water. If ever you're going for any kind of outdoor activity when you're going to be out there a while, while. It's so important to take water. We all know this for safety. And the parallel here is high-level vocabulary, the idioms, slang, and impressive formal vocabulary that you need to keep it interesting. Not only is this vital, it's connected to your score, and you cannot get a 7 or higher in vocabulary unless you have it, but you want to keep the examiner engaged as well so that it's an interesting essay as well. It gets you a higher score, and it makes it more of an enjoyable experience for you writing it as well as the examiner grading it.
Yeah, totally. So yes, this is the perfect, perfect metaphor, guys. For a 7 or higher, all right, on the rubric that the examiner uses to give you scores, for a 7 for vocab, it literally says able to use less common vocabulary. Less common is the same as interesting, guys. You have to stand out. You have to prove to the examiner that you deserve to get a 7 or higher, that you're not boring. You don't sound like a band 6 boring student, right? So when little kids start to get bored, we throw them some interesting food. When the examiner starts to get bored, guys, candidates, you need to throw them some interesting idioms. Like, it's exactly the same. Okay, so we have two more, guys, just quickly, because we could draw out this metaphor all day.
But right, we could go all day.
I don't know. Stay with us, guys. We got two more. Okay, so a whistle. Now, this is another thing that is required. It might be state to state. I'm not sure, but here in Oregon, not only are you, like, legally required to have a life jacket, you also have to have a whistle in case of emergencies. So, for you guys as IELTS students, the whistle would be synonymous with your access to an expert, like one of us in our Facebook group. If you're in Three Keys IELTS, guys, and you start to panic and it's like an emergency, you can't wait until you see your teacher in 5 days in a classroom or whatever. Then you go into the Facebook group, you post your question, and then you know it's going to be answered as soon as we see it. Right? So then you don't have to panic anymore. Emergency solved. The last one, guys, this is just something I have to get since now I'm going to have a kayak, apparently. Right. Now I also need to get a roof rack for my car so I can carry it to where we're going. What would that metaphor be for IELTS, Aubrey?
Well, without that roof rack, I mean, what are you going to do? Carry the boat all the way to the river? Like, it's vital. It's like your last step to be 100% prepared. And so it's the same for IELTS, being 100% prepared, making sure that you have all the strategies you need so that you can get to the test. You have no problems, no panic. If you do have anxiety, you know what to do with it, because we also have an anti-anxiety module. Just that tip of the iceberg to be 100% prepared and have that confidence to know I have everything I need to go kayaking. I have everything I need to pass IELTS.
Precisely. One of my favorite things is when we talk to students who've gotten really high scores on the speaking exam, and they talk about how much they enjoyed the speaking exam.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, students, listeners, can you imagine having that level of confidence that it's fun? That it's like you're not like dreading the speaking exam and then like sweating the whole time and like, you know, staring at your toes or whatever because you're so nervous. Guys, like you can reach that. You can reach that level of confidence if you prepare. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy. Of course not. That's why it's so important to have a plan, because there's a lot to do if you're going to reach that level of confidence and get a 7 or higher. So guys, check out your options for studying with us. There are so many ways that you can study IELTS with us, guys. For any purpose, computer, general, academic paper, all of it is there. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And remember, guys, we are the only online IELTS course that prepares you for the computer version specifically. So check it out, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Aubrey, this was so fun.
It was really fun. Well, that was a great idea. I'm glad you had fun kayaking. I'm excited for you to get your kayak and go all the time.
And I know, I'm so excited. I have to like get one that I can fit the dogs in. Oh, and now I have to buy doggy life jackets. It's the cutest.
Okay. I need a picture of the dogs in their life jackets. Post that on Instagram. That's going to be adorable.
Oh, there's going to be tons. Okay. Yeah. Love it. Okay. All right, Aubrey. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.